All right, I'm with Leif, and we left this off of the last fishing report, but Leif was telling me a little story of a fish that took his line almost to the end of the line. Tell me about this. Man.
You know, I had been hearing from some of my friends at the Metau Fly Fishing Club that the best fish that they've been getting here in the valley for some of them has been at Little Twin. And, you know, it finally, I think, has made it through the last couple of winters without having a significant winter kill. And, you know, I've had an hour here and there to go down and get some fish. And the other day, I got into one on my damsel nymph that it took all the line and just about half of my backing. And that was the first fish to do it this year.
So how much backing you got on?
Oh, you know, I mean, I have at least, you know, another 60 feet of backing. And it went about 20, 30 feet into that. And, you know, it jumped a good 7, 8, 9 times. I thought it was never going to come back in and have my net. So I had to just kind of coax it and coax it into hand. And I think it was probably right around 19 inches. But, man, that thing must have been close to 3.5, 4 pounds and just like a football with fins, man.
Wow, that's fun. How long did it take?
Oh, it was out there for me for at least 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more. You know, what seemed like 10 or 15 minutes, the way it was fighting.
Oh, that's fun.
And, you know, I mean, it's a great time to be out on these lakes right now because some of our funnest hatches are happening right now. Like the damsel hatch is a great one. You know, and you can fish that either on a sink tip, or what I like to do, just a full float line with the damsel nymph and just get yourself a super long leader, you know, 15, 16 feet if you can, or just taper it down to where you're comfortable with casting it. Just get it out there. Try to be real quiet about things and just wait until you see that next pod of cruising fish coming in and then just kind of give it that twitch, and just pause for a second, repeat, and just watch for that swirl right around where your bug is. And then set that hook and hold on, because it's time. Another way you can do it, put it underneath the adult, you know, dangle it under there about 3 inches, and maybe you'll get lucky and see it smash that adult right off the surface. So, hey, you know, enjoy the spring out there. It's that time of the year. Get what you can.
You make it sound so easy, but you got skills, buddy. You got skills. If somebody wants to get hold of you, tell them how to get hold of you.
You know, you can check us out on our webpage, Fly Fishers Pro Shop, Metau Fishing Adventures. We'll get you out on the water and having fun. We'll try to bestow some of that info on you and have you walking away with some of the skills that you need to better your game to and just show you a good time out on the water. And, hey, everybody, enjoy this spring. Put on that sunblock, because it's going to be sunny, and fish on.